We're going to try this again, boys. All right, Granny, the next one of you that interrupts me going to get whopped on top of the head with something. Everyone considered him the coward of Pine Ridge. He never stood up for himself that anybody'd ever saw. His mother named him Llewellyn, but folks just call him Mousy. Something always told me they'd figured Mousy wrong. He was only 21 when he left his mom in Iowa.
Goodbye, Mother.
He came to live in Pine Ridge and was a friend to everyone.
Howdy, everybody.
This is what his mom said to him as he was a-leaving. Son, my life's half over, but yours has just begun.
She's just like a father to me.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble when you can.
Yes, Mom.
It won't mean your wish if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. Ah, sassy crap. Now, hush that up. There's someone for everyone. Mousy's love was Gussie.
She's my dream girl.
In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man.
Gussie, my love.
One night while he was working, the Macmillan boys came a-calling.
Howdy, Gussie.
They loved Gussie, too, and they tried to hold her hand.
Come here, baby.
Mousy opened up the door and saw his Gussie crying.
Why, Gussie?
The tore up house, the smeared lipstick was more than he could stand.
I'm just so mad.
He reached above the fireplace and took down his mama's picture. As his tears fell on his mama's face, he heard these words again.
All together, gentlemen.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble when you can.
Now
it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand.
Okay.
Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
Fine.
The Macmillan boys just laughed at him when he walked into the lunchroom. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor.
You think you're tough?
When Mousy turned around, they said,
hey, look, old Yeller's leaving.
But you could have heard a pin drop when Mousy stopped and locked the door. 30 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all.
I'm just in a rage.
When Mousy left the lunchroom, not a Macmillan boy was standing. He said,
this one's for Gussie.
As he watched the last one fall, and I heard him say,
I promised my mom not to do the things she'd done, so I walked away from trouble when I can. But now, please don't think I'm weak. I just didn't turn the other cheek. But I sure hope my mom would understand. You see, sometimes you gotta fight to be a man.
Well, I do know.
Everyone considered him a coward of Pine Ridge.